as I say, I joined the health department on the 4th of March 1958. And I was happened to be swimming down at City Beach, which is my beach I always went to swimming. And I was swimming at City Beach, and there were my brother and my sisters and that. And I was out there, and all of a sudden I noticed in the water a lot of unusual bits of material. One would call today fecal matter and paper and all that floating past, and I'm thinking, who's done something in the water? And I'm looking at this, and it didn't impress me, so I promptly got out and said to my brother and sister, said, I'm not swimming there, somebody's done something in the water and I'm not going back. And of course, as we know, that was the result of the breakage and the outfall from the Subiaco sewage treatment plant. And that gave rise to several typhoid cases, and I think it wasn't until several days later the Minister for Health eventually closed the beach. Well, my understanding, and it could be corrected here, but what had happened was, well, I had a typhoid carrier at Claremont Mental Hospital, and prior to this happening, the Claremont Mental Hospital was on septic tanks, but they had just changed and converted, connected to the sewer outfall. So it all went out into the sewer because that's where the typhoid came from, a carrier in the hospital which previous to that hadn't been connected to the outfall.